Sean Pune, director of tournament events around the world, I guess, from the LPGA. Welcome back to Malaysia.
You've
been here before, and I know you have your own views about coming here. Perhaps you could give us some idea of why Malaysia is special to you.
Well, I can provide you my opinions all day, but I think what's really the testament of Malaysia as a nation and the people here is that players seem to enjoy coming here every year. We talk to players every year in the early in the season, and they make sure they circle this state. I could never quite figure out why. So I asked a lot of questions. In my opinion, it was always a little bit mysterious.
Right.
But the players talk about the hospitality. Players talk about, you know, obviously Simon Darby is a great partner in the KLGCC, but at the same time, they love the food, they love the culture, they love coming here because they're treated well. I mean, it goes from volunteers on the golf course to the people in the hotel or the people in the mall, people in the restaurants we go to. We're treated very nicely. People show great hospitality here. And there's maybe a little bit of laid-back environment as well. People are very easygoing. There's not a lot of hassling going on.
Not too much pressure on the visitors.
No, I know. I mean, the players always put a lot of pressure on themselves to want to win this tournament, but in terms of enjoying the environment, there's absolutely none. It seems like players really enjoy that environment. Really the culture and food, as I mentioned before, a lot of our players go out in a sort of a food excursion and try different food, try the different fruit, that kind of stuff. And it seems like this event, as well as this country, has become a destination, maybe the destination for a lot of our players as they look forward to come to Asia in the fall. You know, as I mentioned, once again, the golf course, it may be one of the best golf courses we play on the LPGA schedule. And the condition this year is really one of the best I've ever seen.
Anywhere.
The other side of maybe Augusta Nationals and some of the other courses. But in terms of the condition, it's immaculate. And, you know, I was talking with a couple of the instructors and the caddies this morning, and they were saying, you know, when you look down the fairway, it could almost look like a Augusta Nationals. That's how good of a shape this golf course is in. As you know, LPGA is thrilled to be here and just to be a part of this whole experience. And we look forward to really coming here for a very long time.
Do you see this as an event that's going to continue? Will it always be a limited field? For us, it's fantastic to have no cut. But I guess from the players' point of view, they look forward to having an expanded field perhaps in the future?
Well, I mean, I think the players would disagree that they would like the limited field because that way they don't have to worry about the cut. You know, that's something that we could discuss with our partner in Sime Darby and IMG as well. But I think the current formula has worked. It's proven to be a very, very, very strong tournament. As I'm sure you're aware, we got all 10 of top 10 players and 61 of the top 62. That may happen once or twice during the season on the LPGA Tour, whether it's limited field or full field. Now, LPGA loves full field events to give more opportunities to more players. However, this formula here has worked, and I'm not sure if there's any reason why we would change.
How do you see it as a place to come for the amateur golfer, the person who, like me, social handicap in the high 20s, but as a place to come for a holiday and enjoy golf at the same time?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I think I could get probably about 20 to 25 players in here with you right now that could tell you more about the golf and what type of golf courses that you guys have here in Malaysia. And as I mentioned, they rave about everything there about the golf courses. Again, you know, I think when you look at Malaysia, I don't think you certainly just think about golf. I think it's an overall experience, cultural experience, with the golf being a big part of it.
Yes. And they feel perfectly safe, and there's no problems from a medical point of view. Everything is
absolutely. I think this is probably one of the safest places we go to. I mean, not to say the other places are not, but I have not heard any concerns whatsoever about the safety or security issues here in Malaysia.
Sean, it's a pleasure to meet you and a pleasure to talk to you, and you've got a great tournament for us. Thank you for arranging it.
Likewise, we're happy to be here. Please continue to have us for a long time.
We look forward to that.
Thank